If you don't know your overarching life mission, your purpose in life that God put you here for, you don't have a basis for your decisions. And it's no wonder you say, well, today I'll choose this, and tomorrow I'll choose that, and next day I'll choose this. If you want your life to count, it must be focused on a mission. Light focused has tremendous power. It becomes a laser, and it can cut through all kinds of things. Light that is diffused has no power at all, and a diffused life has no power at all. The more focused your life is, the more power it has.
Thanks for joining us today here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Do you ever find yourself surviving but not thriving? That's because we usually take care of our physical necessities, but it's so easy to neglect our spiritual and emotional needs. As we continue this series, Essentials for Living, Pastor Rick is going to give you the insight and the tools you need to live a balanced life where you'll thrive and not just survive. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go that will provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to the message. That's rickwarren.org to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Using the Bible to Make Decisions.
The fifth way to test the decision is the influence test. Will it harm other people? Will it harm other people? One of the biggest mistakes we make in life is we forget how much our actions influence and affect others around us. And every day you are tempted to make decisions that may be the best thing for you, but could have a devastating effect on the people around you. And so you need to take this fifth test. Will it harm other people? Now, this is the opposite of our culture, because culture teaches us, think of yourself only. Think of what you need, what your desires are. But the truth is, God expects you to think more than just of yourself. God expects you to think of the other people around you. In fact, you may not know this, but the Bible says one day you're going to be judged by God on how your decisions affected other people. Not you, but how they affected other people. Because God takes this serious. Notice this verse, Romans 14. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. Try to live in such a way that you will never make your brother stumble by letting him see you doing something he thinks is wrong. Now, you may not like hearing this, but whether you like it or not, you are being watched. All the time, you're being watched by other people. And there is no such thing as, well, I'm just doing it, all it affects is me. That's a lie. Everything you do has an effect on somebody else, either directly or indirectly, because we're all in this boat called humanity. And if we're in the boat together and I decide to drill a hole in the bottom of the boat, does that affect anybody else? Everybody else gets affected by the hole that I drilled. And so you do affect, everything you do, even your acts in secret, come out in effect in other people in many ways. So you have to stop and say, is what I'm doing going to harm anybody else? Whether you like it or not, you're being watched. Now, as a parent, those of you who are parents especially should be aware that little eyes are always watching you. And because of that, you want to be careful with what you say and do, because you are influencing not just your life, but the next generation. And so realizing that your children are watching you, you show respect for authority. A policeman pulls you over for a ticket, even if you think he's dead wrong, you treat that guy with respect. Even if the authority is rude to you, you treat them with respect. And because you know that your children are watching you, you don't call in sick when you're telling the family you're going to Big Bear to go skiing. And you don't bring supplies home that you stole from the office to use for personal benefit. And you don't brag in front of your kids about all the ways you're ripping off Uncle Sam on your taxes. And when you're sitting there and watching TV, and they're in the room also, there are certain things you just flip past that maybe you could handle, but there are eyes in the room that couldn't handle it. And there, it's amazing to me, even commercials today that kids shouldn't be seeing. Because the commercials take the raunchiest part of what the show's going to be about and put it into a commercial. And you pause there, or you pause on some, talk show because some bizarre guy is defending his lifestyle. And you think, this is weird. You're not being blown away by it. You're making a judgment on it. but the little kids are sitting there watching it. Folks, it is appalling to me what people let their kids watch. Not just on television, but in movies. I see all the time, I see couples going to mature movies, which is an understated word. I mean, that's ridiculous. Mature means nasty. That's what that means. Okay. And they're taking little kids in to see things that their eyes should never see. You are going to be accountable to God for that. You say, well, I can't control what my kids watch. You can in your house. And you can tell them what they can and can't see at movies. You say, well, they got to make their own decisions. Yeah, after they're out of the house. But as long as they're under your roof, you have a right to tell them what they can and cannot see. And if you don't, when you get to heaven, you're going to have a good time explaining to God why you let your kids fill their minds with junk. Because you're responsible for that. The influence question says, how is what I'm doing going to help hurt somebody else? As a neighbor, you need to ask, am I a good neighbor to the people around me who live next door to me? Now I want to make a true confession. Those of you who live anywhere near me, I've made a resolution starting yesterday that I'm going to bring the trash cans in after one day. I promise you, we will not leave them out longer than one day anymore. So God had to speak to me through my own sermon. Of course, as a Christian, you obviously should be interested in how you live because you are influencing other people. Go, well, if that's a Christian, forget that. Okay? You know, the other day I was in Best Buy buying some electronic gear, and I put out my credit card, and the kid at the checkout, you know, put it in. He wouldn't swipe through, so he put in the numbers, and it didn't go through, and so he's fiddling with it for about 10 minutes, and finally walks over to a help desk, and they fiddle with it for about 10 minutes, and finally they call the manager over, and the manager gets on the phone and calls, and I'm not exaggerating, this was at least 30 minutes. I'm standing there. They closed my line. And everybody's going to some other line. I'm just standing there. After about 30 minutes, the manager calls me over, or assistant, whoever it was, and says, would you talk to the guy on the phone? So I say, sure. I pick it up. It's a guy from Visa. He says, you're using a stolen credit card. I said, no, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. And I said, no, I am not. I said, you are, sir. I said, read me the number they gave you. And when he read it to me, it was one digit off. The kid had just put in a wrong number. Now, did I have a right to be ticked off? Yes. Did I have a right to get frustrated? Yes. Did I have a right to tell him what lousy customer service I had just received and a right to get angry? Yes. But if I had done so, just about the time I did that, one of you would have walked in and said, Pastor Rick, meet my mom. I can't get angry in public anymore. So I just come here on the weekend and take it out on you. And I just, you know, bleh, yeah, there you go. I feel better. You don't feel too good, but I feel great.
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called Using the Bible to Make Decisions from our series called Essentials for Living. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to rickwarren.org right now or call 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
He says, "You're using a stolen credit card." I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Yes, you are." And I said, "No, I am not." I said, "You are, sir." I said, "Read me the number they gave you." And when he read it to me, it was one digit off. The kid had just put in a wrong number. Now, did I have a right to be ticked off? Yes. Did I have a right to get frustrated? Yes. Did I have a right to tell him what lousy customer service I had just received and a right to get angry? Yes. But if I had done so, just about the time I did that, one of you would have walked in and said, "Pastor Rick, meet my mom." I can't get angry in public anymore. So I just come here on the weekend and take it out on you. And I just, bleh, there you go. I feel better. You don't feel too good, but I feel great. Now, that's my cross to carry. But you know what? People are watching you, too. And there are going to be times in life where you get cruddy service at a restaurant. Or some waitress or some attendant or clerk is going to be rude to you, and every bone in your body wants to say, "Well, forget you, buddy." And you want to say something smart alecky and be rude back. But don't do it. Because sure enough, right behind you in line will be the guy who sat behind you in church this week, who's not a believer, and saying, "Well, if that's what a Christian is, forget it." Okay? There's a word for that. Hypocrite. Okay? So what I'm saying is, you can't just live your life the way you want to. You have to be aware of how it affects other people. And that's very important. Now, as best as I know how, folks, I am trying to live my life in such a way that people will have to make up stuff about me to accuse me. I mean, that's really my goal. And I hope it's your goal, too. That people have to just make up stuff about you because they don't have any ammunition to use against you. Romans 15 says this: "Even if we believe that it makes no difference to the Lord whether we do these things, we still cannot just go ahead and do them to please ourselves. We must bear the burden of being considered of the doubts and fears of others." Now listen, mature people limit their freedom for the benefit of others. Immature people don't. Let me say it again. Mature people limit their freedom for the benefit of others. So why do you do that? Because you're afraid of what other people think? Of course not. You do it out of love. You do it because it's the loving thing to do. And the mark of maturity is that when you, as you consider your decisions, you consider how it's going to affect everybody else around you, not just yourself. And in situations where there is no clear right or wrong, those gray areas that Tom was talking about earlier, what do you do when there's no right or wrong that's real clear? You ask, how will it affect others? How will it affect other people? Now, the sixth test of a decision is what I call the investment test. And that is it the best use of my life? Is it the best use of my life? Or even, is it the best use of my time? Ephesians 5, 15 to 17 says this: "Be very wise how you live. Don't live like those who are not wise. Live wisely. I mean that you should use every chance you have for doing good, because these are evil times. So, don't be foolish with your lives. Learn what the Lord wants you to do." Now, if you want to make the best use of your life, if you want your life to count, if you want to make an impact with your life, you got to do one thing. You got to get control of your time. Because your time is your life. If you don't learn to manage your time, you're not going very far in life. You got to learn to manage your time if you want to make the best use of your life, because your time is your life. Now, we all have the same amount of time every week, 168 hours a week. The greatest success and the worst failure in life have the exact same amount of time as you do. It's what you do with it. Now, time is more important in your life than money. Far more important. You can always get more money, but you can't get more time. You only have a certain number of days you have been allotted in this world, and if you blow them, you've blown it. If you waste time, you're wasting your life. If you kill time, you are committing suicide. Because your time is your life. So you have to stop and say, is this the best use of my time? Best use of my life? There are many activities that I do not do. I've chosen not to do them. Not because they're bad, they're not. Not because they're questionable or evil, they're not. Not because they're not fun, in fact, they are fun. But I've chosen not to do them because I want to maximize my time on the purpose that God put me on this earth for. For the life mission that He set me here to fulfill. Now, if you don't figure out your life mission, if you never understand your life purpose, if you never figure out why God put you on this earth, you have absolutely no basis at all for your decisions. You're just making them willy-nilly. Well, I think I'll do this today, do that tomorrow. You're coasting through life, you're cruising, you're skimming, you're surfing. You have no overarching objective. If you don't know where you're headed, any road will take you there. If you don't know your overarching life mission, your purpose in life that God put you here for, you don't have a basis for your decisions. And it's no wonder you say, well, today I'll choose this, tomorrow I'll choose that, and next day I'll choose this. If you want your life to count, it must be focused on a mission. Light focused has tremendous power. It becomes a laser, and it can cut through all kinds of things. Light that is diffused has no power at all, and a diffused life has no power at all. The more focused your life is, the more power it has. Now, you don't have time for everything. Would you agree with that? You don't have time for everything. Good news is this. God doesn't expect you to do everything. He doesn't. So don't feel guilty about it. And on top of that, there are only a few things worth doing in the first place. Now, effective people figure out what's essential in life and what's trivial in life, and they spend more of their time doing the essential things and doing less time doing the trivial thing. You can't eliminate all the trivia in your life, but you can reduce it in your life. Now, this sounds real easy to talk about, but it's frankly quite hard. It's not easy. It's often difficult to choose between what's best for my life and what's easiest for my life. That is not an easy thing to choose, especially when you're tired. When you're tired, you don't want to do the best thing. You want to do what's easy. You want to do the right thing. You want to do what's comfortable. That's why if you're really going to make something of your life, you got to learn how to get some rest. Because if you're not rested, you're tired all the time. If you're tired all the time, you don't have the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual ability to say, I'm going to do the right thing now instead of doing, you know, the easiest thing right now. What am I saying? I'm simply begging you, as your pastor, don't waste your life. Don't waste your life. Don't settle for second best. Don't go through life just existing, just coping, just getting by, just skimming through life. You were not put here on life to coast. You were not put on this planet to just drift. God made you for a reason. He made you for a mission, for a purpose. And that starts by asking the question, is this the best use of my life? Some of you are trying to figure out God's plan for your life. You're not going to figure it out until you stop doing some things that are taking up all your time and energy so you don't have time to listen to God. Don't waste your life.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind? Let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to rickwarren.org right now. That's rickwarren.org, or call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 313131. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, I like to share letters from people like you who are listening to Daily Hope. Let me read one from a guy named Lee, who lives in Chicago. Dear Pastor Rick, I was introduced to Daily Hope this year, and what a blessing it's been to my life. I've listened almost every day since. You've helped me in ways that I've never been helped before. I'm divorced. I've made many mistakes in my life, yet I always have had some sort of connection with God, even though I never really truly walked the line as a true disciple. But I want to thank you for taking the time that it takes to produce Daily Hope. I'm somebody that, regardless of the distance, you're helping in far more ways than I can explain in the simple email. I'm now attending a local church. That's great. And I met a wonderful Christian woman. That's great. That God has put in my life. And I'm gaining ground on a much brighter and more powerful relationship with God. I had to share this with you and thank you for all you're doing and how you're impacting my life in positive ways, as you do for so many others through Daily Hope. Thanks, Lee. Well, thank you, Lee, for writing. I want you to know your note made my day. Means a lot to me to know that these broadcasts are helping normal people out there just like you and like me. And I'm really glad you found a local church where you can meet with other believers and find support and encouragement in your walk with Christ. Daily Hope is never meant to be a replacement for a church family. Nothing can replace a church family. But one of the most powerful things you can do is to share your story with others. And you can actually share it with me if you'll write me, rick@rickwarren.org. Tell me your story of what Daily Hope has meant to you and tell me what God's doing in your life. If you don't like to write, you can actually call in to our testimony line, 1-800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. And just ask for the testimony line where you can record a short message for our staff. It'll mean a lot to me, to them, and it'll be a blessing to you. And we'll share some of these testimonies on the air from time to time so that other people can be encouraged too. Thanks again for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to rickwarren.org right now, or call 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.